Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Welcome to the centennial episode of Counting the Beat. For 100 podcasts over around 2.5 years, I've been bringing you New Zealand music rarities, obscurities and new releases. Counting the Beat started out as a New Zealand music radio show on a station called The Beach on Waiheke Island. But when The Beach folded, I shifted from an on-air format to a podcast. When we started a new station, Waiheke Radio, I kept the podcast going, although it is broadcast on Waiheke Radio and now a few other stations besides. To mark the 100th episode, I thought I'd take a look back at some of my favourite features and tracks from the Counting the Beat back catalogue. I'll start with a cover. I've made 4 specials featuring New Zealand bands covering other Kiwi acts, and 2 of international artists covering New Zealand songs. From my Covering the Beat international special of January the 12th, 2009, and by way of tribute to Pauli Fuamana, here's Canadian band The Diskettes covering How Bizarre.
Chevy 69, how bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas. A freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Pele speaks righteous, sister Cena says funky. How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre. Ringmaster steps up, says the elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns inch back around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Pele yells, we're out of here, and Cena says, right on. Make your moves and starting grooves before they knew we're gone. Jump into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre.
If you take a look down the sidebar of my site, www.countingthebeat.gn.nz, you'll find tags that let you find episodes featuring particular artists. There are a couple who feature more than others. I think Chris Knox is up there, but there are also a couple of more obscure acts who have turned up again and again. One of them is Bearcat. Here they are with Red Panda Blues.
CCP to fuel and away. They don't care about the fur on your face. Every panda and person is the same. They don't care about the fur on your face.
They stole your land, bamboo from your hands. Now all you can do is sing. They stole your land, bamboo from your hands. Now all you can do is sing.
Rights feels feeling so used. You got a dose of those red panda blues. They got you jumping through fiery hoops. You got a dose of those red panda blues.
They stole your land, bamboo from your hands. Now all you can do is sing.
This is Ruben Nelson from the Mint Chicks, and you're listening to Counting the Beat.
One of the things I like to do on Counting the Beat is to take a theme or subject and look at how it's been approached by different New Zealand artists over the years. Back in the early days of Counting the Beat, in True Crime Stories, I featured songs about real-life crimes and criminals, including this number by the Howard Morrison Quartet about escaped convict George Wilder.
Wild New Zealand boy, George Wilder is his name. He robs the rich to help himself. Conversion is his game. He breaks and enters any house. To him this brings great joy.
And that is how he got his name, the Wild New Zealand Boy. After many years of petty crime, young George was sent to serve. And on his way to jail by rail, he showed courageous nerve. It seemed his one ambition was policemen to annoy. And from the speeding train he leapt, the Wild New Zealand Boy.
We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent request from the police department. You better come home, Mr. George Wilder, to your man in jail. You can't stay away forever, 'cause we're hot up on your trail. Come on home to your cellmates, for we know you miss them all. We'll put a hottie in a stretcher and lead a letter on the wall. My speedy George Wilder, why don't you come home? Mr. George Wilder, please don't leave me all alone.
Hey, senor, this George, he made the police a wilder and a wilder, I think.
For weeks, the Johns, they hounded George. So tired, he came a cropper.
He rushed into an old wash house and didn't see the copper.
They took him back to jail once more, his ego to destroy. So back to breaking rocks he went, the Wild New Zealand Boy. Just 6 or 7 months went by, George was a restless man. With Matic and 2 Maori blokes went missing from the can. And George, who never missed a trick, used Matic as his decoy. They captured everyone except the Wild New Zealand Boy.
Calling all cows, calling all cows. Here we go again, fellas. That bugger George is out.
You better come home, Speedy George Wilder. Do your best in jail. You can stay away forever, 'cause we're hot up on your trail. You're making friends with all our watchdogs, and you're cozy such a fuss. But when we take them out to catch you, they turn and start up biting us. Why, Speedy George Wilder,
my mate George, he wants some fish and chips and toilet paper.
Just 6 more months to recapture George, the master of escape. In a bushman's hut down Taupo Way, overconfidence was his mistake. When asked if he had much to say, to this our George replied,
"Let me wander over there, leave the starry skies above. Toronto. So back to greet the judge he went, Blue Isle and New Zealand, boy. To all you folks who admire this man, there's one thing I must say. For every day he was at large, the bill we had to pay. Don't kid yourselves, the love's on us. George Wilder isn't coy, and he may always be that way, the wild New Zealand boy, the wild New Zealand boy.
Over the time I've been making Counting the Beat, I've become quite a fan of the Howard Morrison Quartet. As well as true crime stories, they've been included in episodes on rugby and the honour system. Now it's time for another cover. From Covering the Beat 3, which came out on May the 14th, 2008, here's Cut Off Your Hands, covering Split Enz's Shark Attack. Another thing I've tried to do on Counting the Beat is to give people a chance to hear music that's out of print. A neighbour let me borrow a pile of records to have a look through to see if there was anything I was interested in playing. In the middle of the pile was a record I'd heard rumours of, but I'd never really even known for sure if it existed. It was the second album by the Gordons, titled Volume 2. I featured this song from the album on Rare as Hen's Teeth in January 2008. It's called Quality Control.
Check.
One of my favourite theme shows was one titled Like an Illuminated Ping Pong Ball. That's the only way I can describe it. The show collected together New Zealand songs about UFOs, and that episode included excerpts of a TV news report on UFO sightings over the Kaikoura Ranges and a song called UFO from the band TK421.
To me, it looked like an illuminated ping pong ball with a tinge of red in the center. That's about the only way I could describe it.
I have a thing about songs that are about, inspired by, or named after New Zealand place names. In fact, the very first Counting the Beat was a place name special. I'm going to include two place name songs in this retrospective. First up is a song written by Matthew Bannister, formerly of Sneaky Feelings, and performed by his band The Weather. I first heard the song when that band played a free city council funded show on Waiheke Island. And when I was putting together my first place name special, I tracked down Bannister and asked him if he could supply me a copy of the then unreleased song. The song's out now on an album that itself is named after a location, Arawa Ave. Here's The Weather with Sandringham.
Got shops, we've got a park.
and another place name song. This one's by New Zealand folk pioneer Peter Cape, the man who wrote the iconic Taumarunui on the main trunk line. But this one is about another place, and believe it or not, the title is an abbreviation. It's Te Mata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatia po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu.
Maori Joker on the hilltop playing a flute, cooler than Goodman, boy he was beaut, and the thought that he thought in between each toot was Tamata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatia po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu. Soon the Maori sheilas come and gather round, hitch up the pew-pew and sit on the ground. Men, they say, you'll send me, what's that new sound? And he says, Tamata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatea po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu. Then these Maori jokers meet another race, along comes the Pākehā with the whitewashed face. Hey, they say to the Maori, what you call this place? And they say, Tamata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatea po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu. Now I farm a station up in South Hawke's Bay, get tired out with mustering every day, but never get as tired as I do when I say, Tamata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatea po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu.
What's that, mate?
Oh, crikey. Tamata Whakatangihanga Kawawa wa Tamatea po Kai Whenua ki Tanatahu.
Sometimes there's some real detective work involved in putting together an episode of Counting the Beat. For a long time, I'd wanted to do a special on music featuring the input of iconic New Zealand poet Sam Hunt. But there was one thing missing. In the 70s, Hunt had collaborated and released an album with a Kiwi folk rock band called Mammal. I'd seen it listed on eBay auctions for $500 US, but I couldn't find a copy anywhere that I could hear. After months and months, I managed to figure out who had been a Mammal, and I tracked down one of the members, Tony Backhouse, who was still making music, and I made contact with him, asking if he had a copy. He did. One friend had copied because he didn't have one himself, but he was in Australia and the recording was in a garage in New Zealand. Eventually, after a few more emails and a few more months, I had a recording and the Sam Hunt special could finally be made. Here's a song from that album. This is Sam Hunt and Mammal with Sand Shoe Shuffle.
I don't know where I walked, how many faces I kicked. All I know now, I'm sorry, babe, sorry I somehow missed.
The boy out there, he says he's sorry too. I think he should soon be through. So honey, when you can, give me your time. I'll give you a rhyme, or see, I'm sorry too.
So honey, will you give me your time? He'll give you a rhyme. He says he's sorry too.
For you. Done some groping around this room. Two men, they're groping around the moon. They're after peace, 2 cent piece. Both give you a call in time.
But the same little boy, he won't say goodbye. I guess he feels he can't get through. So honey, if you could loan me a dime, I'll ring you some time, or say I'm sorry too.
So honey, will you give him your time? He'll give you a ride. He says he's sorry too. He'll do the same to the trouble for you.
Make it sometime around midnight. Make sure you're somewhere about. Cause if you're not, well, woman, watch out. I'll do the sand shoe shuffle for you.
You.
The Free Music Archive is a project started by American freeform radio station WFMU. The archive is an online repository of Creative Commons licensed music, free to stream and download. Since it started early in 2009, I've been monitoring the music added to the archive, trying to identify and tag all of the New Zealand music. There are a bunch of Kiwi artists there, such as The Veils, Bang Bang Etch, Dub Terminator, Bruce Russell and Surf City. You can also find full live sets from the Mint Chicks and the Bats. I've played tracks from all of those bands' Free Music Archive contributions on Counting the Beat, but one of my favourites is a live set by the Bats, recorded at the Primavera Festival in Spain in 2009. From that set, here's North by North.
Anyone seen Spinal Tap?
We see it every day.
We live it every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little while ago, I put together an episode of songs featuring Te Reo Māori. It was called Rock and Reo. From that special, here's Rim de Paul and the Quintickies with Poi Poi Twist.
This is a twisting tune, and you're gonna sing it soon. These are the words to say, boy, boy, twist the night away. It's a Maori melody. Come along and twist with me, boy, boy, and twist the night away. Yeah. When the band begins to stomp, and the kids begin to romp, the girls begin to sway, boy, boy, twist the night away. It's a Maori melody. Come along and twist with me, boy, boy, and twist the night away, yeah.
Close this retrospective of 100 Counting the Beats, I've got something from one of the highlights of producing the show, which has been going to the Silver Scroll Awards, a competition organised by RIANS, the songwriters' organisation, to recognise excellence in songwriting. The tradition at the awards ceremony is to have the nominated finalist songs performed by other Kiwi artists, and I've been lucky enough to be able to get along twice to interview the finalists and record the show. You can hear Counting the Beat Silver Scroll specials from 2007 and 2008 on www.countingthebeat.gen.nz. In recent years, the show has also closed with a grand finale. In 2008, the closing act was The Chills, on stage at the Auckland Town Hall with pipe organ, choir and bells, performing Heavenly Pop Hit.
Thank you.
sunrise are brighter in our eyes when night cannot keep our golden solar power. Once we were dead, now I guess we are angels. For we passed through the dark and eluded the dangers, then awoke with a start, the startling changes. All the tension has ended, the sentence suspended. Darkness now sparkles and gleams, and it all seems larger than life to me. I find it rather hard to believe. So I stand and the sound goes straight through my body. I'm so loaded up, happy I can throw things around me. And I'm growing in stages, happy for ages, just singing, floating and free. Recommended. We can hover silent and listen closely. Let us see larger than life to be a finest. Rather had to believe. So where was our home? Well, our home was in tears. All its food had gone bad, making that way for years. Yet their lives are lasting. We should be fantastic. Should be expanded.
Been something for everyone tonight, all the way from classical and te reo inspired to harmony and heavy metal. And if anyone can tell me how that heavy metal's done without losing your voice for life, I'd be fascinated to know. I think it's a medical miracle.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. In this 100th episode, you've heard music from the Diskettes, Bearcat, the Howard Morrison Quartet, Cut Up Your Hands, the Gordons, TK421, The Weather, Mammoth Sam Hunt, The Bats, Rim to Paul and the Quintickies, and The Chills. You'll find more information, videos and links at countingthebeat.gen.nz. Thanks for listening, everyone.